Nedarim Perek Ches Mishnah Hey 8:5. The Mishnah continues to define various terms that would be used to limit the scope of one's neder in terms of time. If a person says he takes his neder ad ha-geshamim, until the rains, or ad shiyu ha-geshamim, until there are rains, so until the rains will be. So in both those cases, it's understood that Chazal saw that the rainy season in Eretz Yisrael was divided into three periods, each called a revia, and since he said geshamim, rains plural, as opposed to geshem, singular, this person had in mind the second rainy period, the revia shnia. And the revia shnia in a typical year, according to Rabbi Yossi, who the halacha follows, comes out to the 23rd of Mar Cheshvan, 23rd of the month of Cheshvan. And that being the case, the idea would be, says the Mishnah, he's limited ad sheterid revia shnia, until the second rains come, meaning until rains fall on or after the 23rd of Cheshvan. That's what the person meant when he said his nether, and that's what he'd be limited to. Now, I want to point out to you that the Mishnah is actually quite tricky to read. Depending on what you're looking at, that sentence reads. I'll read it to you straight. It says ad geshamim. Ad shiyu ha-geshamim, ad sheterid revia shnia. So those three parts, not clear how to parse them. So the way it should be parsed, and the way I read it was, if a person said, quote, ad ha-geshamim, or if a person said, quote, ad shiyu ha-geshamim, then the din will be, he's limited, ad sheterid revia shnia. Tanakama holds the din is, he's limited until the second rains in fact fall, which would mean on or after the 23rd of Cheshvan in a typical year. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer ad shiagia zmana shel revia. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he disagrees. He says a person wouldn't take on a nether where it's uncertain exactly when it would end, and therefore he must mean that he's making his nether until the calendar reaches the 23rd of Cheshvan, regardless of whether or not rain actually falls. Okay, notwithstanding that, the halach would be ostensibly like the Tanakhama. Okay, now further, the Mishnah says, ad she yipasku geshamim, until the rain ends. If that's how a person limits his neder. So that, of course, is a little of a tricky thing to do. It's like a person saying, I'm not going to talk, this is the shvua, but I'm not going to talk until I stop hiccuping. So like, how do you know when the each time you hiccup, how do you know that's whether or not that's the last one? When will you know the neder is done? The shvu is done in that case. So, if the Mishnah is till it stops raining, so when would raining end? So the Mishnah says not a problem. There's actually an expected time when rain is supposed to be, and it has nothing to do with when rain is actually falling. And these shitas here will be consistent with the Mishnah in the first perek Mishnah base of Maseches Tainus. There's a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda regarding when one continues to say Tentalu Matar Livracha, requesting that the rain should fall. When is it appropriate to ask for rain because it's still rain is good and meant to come? So, says Rabbi Meir, Ad Sheyetze Nisan Kulo. You have to, your neder persists until Nisan is totally over, says Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir holds, as we saw there in that mission in the beginning of Tainus, that he says the whole month of Nisan is the time to say Tentalu Matar, it's a time for rain to come. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Sheyavor HaPesach, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's until Pesach is over, because once Pesach is over, it's no longer time for it to rain. Now, that is indeed consistent with what we have in the Mishnah there in Tainus. The Gemara goes on to say in Tavdala that, wait a second, you know, we have a different version of what Rabbi Yehuda said, and that second version is that he says we stop saying Tentalu Matar already at the beginning, on the first day of Pesach. And that being the case, the question is, what's going on with our Mishnah? And the din is, indeed, both of those are true. Meaning, we do pass on the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda there in Tainus, that we stop saying Tentalu Matar on the first day of Pesach. But in the case of a neder here, it would persist through the last day of Pesach, like we have in front of us. And the reason why would be that, although Rabbi Yehuda holds that we stop requesting rain and shift over to asking for tal, for dew, technically the rain could still come, and it's appropriate for it to come throughout the whole of Pesach itself, just that we start talking about, we prefer to talk about Tal because it's more auspicious, dew than rain at that point. But notwithstanding, it's appropriate time for rain to fall throughout the month, throughout the holiday of Pesach as well. Okay, the Mishnah continues on and it says, Konam yayin she'eni toem hashana. A person says, any wine he might drink is forbidden to make a korban. Hashana, this year. So now, as the Ron explains it, let's say the guy is standing at the beginning of the year, so he's staying in the month of Tishrei, and he's saying, this year I'm not drinking wine. So now at that point, in the time of the Mishnah, it would be uncertain whether there'd be a Shana Mu'beres, if they'd add a 13th month, the month of Adar Beis, or not. We don't know yet. There's no way to know if you're doing your calendar based on, you know, what the circumstances on the ground, you know, when the whatever factors are taken into account regarding doing Ibur Shana, adding a month. So that we don't know yet how spring's going to look, so we don't know yet. If Nis'abra Hashana, if indeed they add another month to the year, making a 13th month year, so you might have thought that at that point, when he said Hashana this year, he meant either 12 months, you know, until, or he meant, you know, the 12 months of the calendar, but not including Adar Beis, for example. So the Mishnah says, no, he didn't mean that at all. Asur ba, he's restricted for the entire year through the end of the month of Elul. Ubibura, and he certainly is also included to the extra month of Adar Beis, he's also restricted, he can't drink wine throughout that time. If he says Ad Rosh Adar, and it says until the beginning of Adar, so does that mean the first or second Adar? Says the Mishnah, no, a person means Ad Rosh Adar Harishon. A person, when he says Adar, he's referring to the first Adar, even if there is a second Adar, so that would be when the Neder would end. Ad Sof Adar, says the Mishnah, if he took a Neder till the end of Adar, so again, Ad Sof Adar Rishon. Says the Mishnah that a person has a mind Adar Harishon, the first Adar, not the second one, he says until the end of Adar, so therefore at the end of Adar Rishon, he would now be have completed his period and could now resume whatever he had otherwise forbidden on himself. That's how our Mishnah reads. Worth noting that the Rambam had a different girsa, which would have been Ad Sof Adar Sheni. Then when he says the end of Adar, and there is a second Adar, it would persist till the end of the second Adar. And that's the Rambam Paskins of the Mishnah Torah. At all events, the Mishnah continues on and says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Konam Yain She'eni Toam Ad Shiyehei HaPesach. Rabbi Yehuda says, if a person says that all wine's forbidden to me, like a korban, and I won't taste of it until Ad Shiyehei HaPesach, until that it will be Pesach. Now, you'll recall that in the second Mishnah of our Perek, we said, if a person says Ad Shiyehei, so then if it's a period which is Mano Kavua, like Pesach, he means until the end of that period. And in fact, if you look carefully, you'll see that in Mishnah Aleph of our Perek 8:1, the Mishnah starts out by saying, Konam yayin she'eni toam hayom. A person's restricting specifically wine. And then he says, today, this week, this month, this year, the Mishnah base says, Ad HaPesach, until Pesach, and then it said, Ad She'ehei HaPesach, until, you know, until it shall be Pesach, Asher Ad She'eitzeh, then he can't drink wine throughout the whole of Pesach. So that's how it seems then that was the Tanakhama. And now Rabbi Yehuda over here in our Mishnah is going to argue with that. He's going to say, no, if a person says, Omer konum yayin she'eni toim ad she'eha Pesach, if a person says, I'm not drinking wine until ad she'eha, till it will be Pesach, so therefore he wouldn't have meant till the end of Pesach, notwithstanding what the Tanakhama said. He disagrees. This is how the Parthenor learns, like the Rambam. And eino aser ela ad leil ha-Pesach. In such, given the context, certainly he didn't mean to restrict drinking wine on Pesach itself, but just until Leil HaSeder. Why? Shalonis kaven ze ela ad shash aderech b'nei adam lishtos yayin. He would have only meant to restrict himself until the time that everyone drinks wine, because of course there is a mitzvah derabanan, of drinking your arba kosos, and there's no way a reasonable person would have meant to limit himself to not be able to drink wine at the Seder, given it's a mitzvah. And that being the case, is in the context of drinking wine on Pesach, it's just, says Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Shiyehei, until that will be, also just means until the onset of Pesach, till Lil HaSeder. So Rabbi Yehuda is disagreeing with Tanakhama, says Bar Tanura, and the halacha is not like him. Halacha is like the Tanakhama, meaning if it says Ad Shiyehei, it doesn't matter that it's talking about wine on Pesach, still he couldn't drink wine until the end of Pesach. And as I said earlier on in the Masechta, you know, you can't take a Shavua, a person can take a Shavua against, you know, I swear I won't wear tefillin. That would not be binding, because he already is Omer Mushba. He's already sitting, having sworn at Har Sinai, he is going to wear tefillin. So you can't make such a, can't take a binding shvuah like that. But you could take a neder to paint yourself into a corner and say, every tefillin that I would otherwise put on is forbidden to make a korban. So now he can't put on any tefillin, even though he has a mitzvah to do so. He just sort of paint himself into a lachic corner. So to hear, the halacha would be, if the guy is foolish enough to say, you know, all wine's forbidden to me until after Pesach, so he won't be able to drink wine on Pesach, even though he's abrogating the mitzvah of Rabban of the Arbakosos. That would be the din. Worth noting that others, like the Ran, most notably, learn that Rabbi Huda is not coming to argue with Tanakam, but to explain, and he's saying that everyone agrees, that if, although Ad Shetehei normally means till the end of, or we'll understand it to mean till the end of the period, but if you're talking about something where the meaning is clearer, like, for example, drinking wine on Pesach, everyone's going to agree, says the Ran, like Rabbi Huda, that it would not include Leil HaSeder, and therefore a person could drink wine on Leil HaSeder. That's an important split there.